F.J. Sheen said, "No soul ever fell away from God without giving up prayer." Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Please get this. F.J. Sheen said, "No soul ever fell away from God without giving up prayer first." Prayer is that which establishes contact with divine power and opens the invisible resources of heaven, such as asking God to pave the way for you throughout the day. I would encourage you to do that, because with God's power, He can bulldoze things down that can pave the way for you to make your day a whole lot easier than what it would be otherwise. That's why I pray that and pray like that. I would encourage you to do the same. Pray and ask God to open up doors for you in your day. See, this is a day that you've never seen before. And this is a day that you shall never see again. So you don't know what's going to happen, but God does. So let Him lead you and guide you and open up the holes for you, so to speak, using football language. However dark the way, He continues, when we pray, temptation can never master us. The first step downward in the average soul is the giving up of the practice of prayer, the breaking of the circuit with divinity, and the proclamation of one's own self-sufficiency. And that's the beginning of your downfall, when you stop praying to God. Danny, I know that you are there. You might recall that poem about not starting the day with prayer to God. Please send that to me immediately. For some reason, the devil does not want me to share that with the people. So it's a prayer, it's a poem that we used several times in the prayer motivator devotional. And if you can send that to me during this devotional, that would be great. If not, send it to me as soon as you can. Holy Father God, help us not to be foolish and stop praying. Lord, it is amazing to me how that You gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I find that to be one of the most striking verses, Lord, regarding prayer in Your holy scriptures, and one that I quote often, because You knew then that people will be tempted to quit praying to God in Your holy name. But You said also in Your holy word, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." And I have found that to be absolutely 100% true. And so, Lord, encourage Your people to pray this morning, whether they feel like it or not. Grant us Your grace and the power of Your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing throughout this day, and never quit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen. Turn with me to the family verses that we have read for 30 years, and it is the backbone as to why our family stayed together when so many thousands, yea, millions have fallen apart. The family that prays together, it is true, stays together, especially with the Word of God as the backbone. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 15, and these verses are important for the security, and the strength of your family as well. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and you will have some evil days to deal with, and having done all to stand. You need that if you want to see your family survive, because ultimately the spiritual warfare is against your family, which makes up the church. If he can destroy the family and put it in disarray, the church is in trouble. And everybody knows it, but nobody wants to talk about it. See, the church is made up of families, preferably families with a husband. Listen to me very carefully. I know our society does not like to hear this, but with a husband and father, a wife and mother, and children. Amen, somebody. Not with a bunch of single women, single mothers, that is. No man, no husband, no father. The family is in disarray, therefore the church is in disarray. And the only man oftentimes in the church is the husband, is the pastor and a few deacons. We thank God for those churches that have strong men in them and strong families. There are some, there are a few, but we thank God for them. I was talking with a deacon of a church yesterday, and their church was dwindling, and this other church, a younger church, the younger pastor, they didn't have many people either, so they joined together. I said, that's a good solution. But this deacon, you know, as most deacons, they're concerned about the money. He said, preacher, the money has not increased, even though we have joined together with this younger church. I said, well, do they have any men in this younger church, or is it just the pastor and mostly single mothers and women and so forth? Yeah, he said, preacher, that's pretty much what it is. I said, okay, well, therein lies your problem. You say, preacher, you ought not to say that. Just remember, the 12 disciples of Jesus were men. And contrary to what our society says, contrary to what the world says, we need men to lead in the church. We need men to lead families. This family devotion that you are witnessing right now would not be in existence if it was up to my wife, period. Most women do not have the spiritual strength or fortitude to carry on the most difficult task known to mankind, and that is to lead a family in prayer. They just don't. In most cases, particularly today, unlike the great grandmothers and grandmothers of the past, who flat did the doggone thing. We thank God for those women. Those women don't exist today. And I don't care if you like it, lump it, or choke on it, they don't. And the family is in disarray. The church, therefore, is in disarray. And it's not a good thing. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. This is warfare talk. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's how you need to suit up for the day in your family. And if you don't, the devil will destroy your family, because that's what he is aiming to do. He is seeking to destroy, not only hinder, yes, that too, but destroy your family. Devour your family, and inch by inch devour the church. And that's why so many churches are dying, and so many Christians are falling by the wayside. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the few churches that have a good balance of men and women in the church. We thank you, Lord, for strong Christian men leading their families and leading the church. And we thank you for strong pastors who stick with what the Bible says and not try to do it in a newfangled way only to find destruction and problems and issues. Have mercy and grace upon us, Lord, and for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins of prayerlessness, of not reading and meditating on your holy word, of not putting on the whole armor of God. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do so each and every day of our lives. Raise up strong men in families and in churches to lead their family in the most difficult thing known to mankind, and that is to lead a family in prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, our devotional Bible passage for this morning is Psalm 77, verses 1 through 3. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Have you ever been there with the psalmist? I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Have you ever been there with the psalmist? Holy Father God, those who are in trouble this morning, they're going through a season of trouble by no doing of their own. Lord, give them your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray throughout the night, for joy comes in the morning. But those who are being chastised because of their own sin, their own rebelliousness, their own foolishness, because they did not want to listen. They thought they were smarter than everybody else. The Lord, help them to take their chastisement in the spirit of agreement with you and say to you, Lord, thank you for loving me so much that you would chastise me so that I would not stay the same. Thank you for showing me that I am your child. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to go through whatever we have to go through. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Join me, beloved, in praying for the estates based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump and his administration, each member of the White House staff, leaders of federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs. And we pray for all military leaders. We pray for James Mad Dog Mattis. And Holy Father God, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, provision, blessings for these governmental leaders. and all other leaders around the world of nations. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you'll give these leaders wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight far beyond their years and far beyond their experience. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would protect this nation called America, which does not deserve to be protected. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins and help us to repent. And Holy Father God, we pray for church leadership, the Second Estate. We pray that you would fill with your Holy Spirit the leaders who are saved and revive them again and lead them to help get others revived. Save those who are religious but lost. We pray for all current events around the world. We pray specifically for the comfort of all of those who have lost loved ones in the fires in Spain and Portugal, in the fires of California, in the hurricanes of Maria, Irma, and Harvey, and other and earthquakes in Mexico and other disasters that have taken place. We pray that you would comfort the people as only you can and have your Holy Spirit to turn their hearts towards you, Lord Jesus. And we pray for the salvation, provision, and recovery of those who have lost homes and possessions. And Holy Father God, we pray for another state, the media, that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved in the media, and lead God and direct them to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and stop repeating themselves over and over again about nothing, and stop being a part of the trying to be a part of the story themselves, trying to become stars based upon tragic news, and stretching the news and creating stories that are not true. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will lead God and direct them to lead society in the right way. And Holy Father God, we pray for the prayer requests that have come in, at least a few of them. We pray for justice. Please provide money for the artificial leg that he needs. We pray for Abua. Please grant him favor and wisdom. Heal his wife of HIV/AIDS and help him and his family to glorify you. We pray for Alina. Heal her of the pains she is going through. Save her mother, Lanuta, and her neighbor, Jasmine, and help Jasmine to stop hating her. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who have been saved through this ministry, at least a few of them. Help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Margaret. We pray for John. We pray for Onione. And we pray that you would help these to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus. These are people that we've never given an invitation to about this, but they have heard the preaching and come under conviction, realizing that they are saved, but they have gotten away from you and they are coming back. And we thank you for these dear Christians as well. We pray for Parika, we pray for Edward, and we pray for Kanika. And Holy Father God, we commit their souls into your hands, and we commit our souls into your hands. Let your will be done in our lives. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is The Reason for Everything, Part 1. From The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. Romans 11:36 says, everything comes from God alone. He goes on to say, everything lives by his power and everything is for his glory. How about that? Please remember that. Proverbs 16:4 says, the Lord has made everything for his own purposes. It's all for him. The ultimate goal of the universe, and we all need to be reminded of this, is to show the glory of God. It is the reason for everything that exists, including you. God made it all for his glory. Without God's glory, there would be nothing. What is the glory of God? It is who God is. It is the essence of his nature, the weight of his importance, the radiance of his splendor, the demonstration of his power, and the atmosphere of his presence. Can somebody say amen right there? God's glory is the expression of his goodness and all his other intrinsic eternal qualities. Where is the glory of God? Well, just look around. Everything created by God reflects his glory in some way. We see it everywhere, from the smallest microscopic form of life to the vast Milky Way, from sunsets and stars to storms and seasons. Creation reveals our Creator's glory. In nature, we learn that God is powerful, that he enjoys variety, loves beauty, is organized, and is wise and creative, is he not? The Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen, somebody. You were put here to reflect the glory of God. Remember that. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together this morning. We do not take it for granted. There are thousands of things that have to happen to make this happen, and you have done it now for 152 days straight. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Lord, not only that, we give you the glory, praise, and honor for people. Yes, Lord, the sinful, wicked, evil people that are around us and that we are. You created us for your glory. And every time we see a human being, we see your glory. And we should treat them as such. And we should appreciate them as such. And help them to glorify you even better by trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, as we go out today and pass out gospel tracts and witness, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to see many turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God, so that they can reflect your glory even more so. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. And with that in mind, beloved, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says to you in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So understand, dear friend, that you are a sinner on your way to hell in need of salvation. And all you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and then call on his name and ask him to save you. And he will do so. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer at this time. Please repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken some of your Ten Commandments. For I know that I have lusted after people and things before, and I know that that is a sin. I have stolen things before, and I have lied about things before. And so I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments, and I understand that because of that, I deserve hell. Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon me, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. And I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. He said he would.
Just like you said you